clue.
It's this fitting right here. It's just a little bit too...
It's not fitting?
It's kind of fat. It's just sort of...
Oh, so it doesn't quite fit in like that, your waterproof case.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty good.
All right, well, next time I'll see if I can find something better for you.
I'm sorry, that sucks about your face.
So welcome to the Last Cast podcast. This is Matthew's Face Sucks edition, where yesterday I had an unforeseen bicycle accident, and I currently have 10 stitches on my chin and abrasions, some road rash, and a bunch of other places. So. Yeah, that's going to affect the fishing, or in this case, the pole spearing that we're going to be doing.
Yeah. This is Jamie Manus, second member of fishing team here along for the, I don't know if we'll pole spear or not. I'm fine with doing whatever. That's fine.
Well, So here's what we're doing. This is a little bit different than the previous two episodes. We're probably not going to go to the Guadalupe River.
Okay.
Because at the very least, I kind of need to get back by 4 today.
That's totally fine.
Or at least I am participating in the San Marcos pole spearing contest, the spring pole spear segment.
Right.
Where this is a tournament that is organized by an environmental group that is trying to remove invasive fish from the San Marcos River in downtown San Marcos, which is a beautiful...
You can say systematically murder.
Systematically murder, yeah. We're talking about fish, primarily Placostomus, but to a lesser extent, tilapia.
Wholesale genocide of a species.
They don't have natural predators here,
right?
In Texas, so
I didn't know tilapia were on the list. Yeah, I just figured they were. Yeah,
they're harder to. Well, first of all, they move a lot faster than Placostomus. Placostomus are they're sometimes called sucker mouth catfish or armored catfish.
Yeah.
You've probably seen them in an aquarium. They're a very common aquarium fish for cleaning up algae.
Yeah.
And that's probably how they ended up in the river, is that
right.
More than one person in San Marcos thought it would be funny to release their aquarium fish into the river.
Halfway through their freshman year, after they failed out because of the availability of beer and online gaming, they've just decided to pack it in and dump their aquarium into the river.
And it probably happened multiple times.
Sure.
Because nobody has more than one Placostomus, and they're definitely breeding in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're going nuts.
Yeah, so, and they get to be about, like, a foot and a half long.
That's a big one.
When they're there in the river. And we're going to watch the movie Star Crystal.
Never heard of it.
Neither had I. Which is, but it's a 80s... monster on a space station movie.
All right.
And
so it's just sort of like, okay, somebody beat us to the punch with Aliens franchise. Here's this, right?
Oh yeah, it's a total Alien ripoff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Much like the movie Creature. If you ever saw that movie.
I never saw Creature.
It is what it is, which is like a horrible 80s.
That just sounds like, you know, they got that title from, you know, somebody who was a janitor at, you know, Universal or wherever, was emptying out a waste paper basket, and on a crumpled up piece of, you know, torn out notebook paper was the word creature, and
went,
I got it, you know, and then, you know,
yeah, well,
the uncrumpled one is what became the Alien franchise we know and love.
Yeah, if you don't worry too much about, like, the creature's, like, really low production values.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, you know, creative bankruptcy.
Yeah.
It's not that bad. It does have Klaus Kinski in it.
Hey! That's man, I'd watch that.
Yeah, he Kinski's it up pretty hard.
I don't think he can do it any other way.
No. This was another movie where people involved in the movie offered to murder Klaus Kinski.
Can you imagine, like, a movie with Klaus Kinski in it where he's wearing, like, a cardigan and, like, bifocals? He's so calm and reasonable. I'm glad we had Mr. Kinski look over the mortgage agreement we just signed. He really brought up some good points, and I think I'm going to thank him with, perhaps some of our homemade apple tarts.
Klaus Kinski in the Lefty Cray story. Well, there's a lot of people parked here at the falls.
Okay.
So the pole fishing competition mainly happens this time of year because there's fewer people in inner tubes and bikinis who kind of hang around.
Gotcha.
But there are still a bunch.
Really? Even this cold?
We're looking at a giant stack of canoes and a guy with a kayak, like, walking in a kayak down to the water.
Wow.
All right. Wait, there's a 5-minute loading? Oh, freaking gosh. The kayak is... Yeah, there's, like, what is that, like, 20 people in canoes and helmets right now out there.
Is this all the time? I guess so.
Yeah. Well, we'll just park over. There's, like, plenty of places to park. Mm. So, all right, so... I was thinking that I'd, like, give the, wading and pole fishing a shot for a bit.
Okay.
And then if that doesn't pan out at all, then let's put the canoe in the water and do, like, regular fishing.
Sure.
Because we've got, like, this stretch from the falls down to the I-35, and then we can, like, keep our eye out for anything that could be speared.
Probably be,
Hey, you guys here for the pole fishing thing? Yeah, you got the upper one?
Yep.
Okay, cool. We got the lower one. So good luck, guys.
So the lower one starts where the falls end, correct?
That's my understanding.
And how far does it go out?
Or actually, I don't know. I thought it started like where the fall started. I don't know. I mean, like the lower one, like where the lower one starts?
Yeah. I know the upper is from Salt Rush.
The first thing is like the first shoot. It's like there and like back up.
Oh, yeah, if you guys want the first shoot, that's fine. I'll take the second one.
Not on the downstream side of it. Like
On the upstream? Yeah. Oh, how far it goes up this way? My understanding is it goes up to the saltgrass, which is like the...
How far does y'all's go down?
Oh, I-35. It's a little shorter.
I mean, I don't give a shit, you know.
I chose it, so...
Go where you go.
Yeah. No. I'm just saying, huh? But, yeah, you guys, good luck.
We're going to need it. We're both pretty new to it.
You're pretty new? I mean, I'm signed up for like the upper for like the next couple of weeks at night because there's like cool. Because they come out along the
You see like tons of them.
And you shine a light like their eyes like light like reflect so you can find them. Cool. But like I don't know where you guys should look in the daylight.
You kind of have to climb under the rocks.
Wow. I think like right down here, like under all those, it's probably pretty. And pretty full. And Nick was saying that right by Ivar's River Pub, like on the wall there, that like they come up.
We didn't check over there.
Yeah. Just around. All right. Well, good luck, guys.
And take it easy, y'all. What is the gun? I want to see the gun.
Oh, what is this? Wow. It's not really a gun. Yeah, those other guys had ones very similar. So it's basically.
Did they give you this,
or did you buy it? No, I had to buy it. Oh. I think I got it for like 26. Wasn't too bad. But yeah, it's got 3 prongs. Oh, shoot. They are...
Kind of dinged.
And then on the other end, there's basically surgical tubing as
So you hold it and just release it?
Yeah, just like that.
Let me see here.
Yeah, be careful. It's like...
I will.
I kind of figure it's just a matter of time before I or somebody else drives us to a foot. Because the guy with 10 stitches on his face.
So you just sort of do it like that and then you just go, gah!
Yeah.
Wow.
And then that way, like, it doesn't go flying off because you still got it like, around your
wrist. How about that?
Well, no, I'm going to I'm going to take the waiting staff, and I'm going to stand in the chute. So there's like...
I'll go down there and see what you're talking about.
We were here briefly, weren't we?
Yeah. I mean, that one night, we went up to the higher part.
Oh, yeah. So it's like... I was talking to those other guys. So it's like, I don't know, Rio Vista Falls. That's kind of like the Barton Springs of San Marcos. Everybody talks about it. Yeah? Solo. So I hear that the trick is you just don't sleep. Like that.
If all you care about is finishing, which is all I cared about, I slept a total of 5 hours.
Okay.
Solo, 79 hours.
Wow. That's still not a lot of sleep.
No.
Yeah.
You get a bit bleary-eyed, but, you know, the adrenaline, you just get used to paddling, and you just paddle without, your mind goes into this kind of numb state.
Yeah.
You just paddle.
Right.
And the team captain keep kicking you back in the boat.
Yeah.
When you try to get out. So.
Wow. Yeah, I tried. I did canoe in the Mississippi River like 15 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Well, almost 20 years ago, really. But yeah, it was like only like a couple of times that we paddled all day, and it was terrible, terrible.
Yeah, you work up to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right now I'm running my 25s.
Okay.
And then I'll go up to some 40s.
Yeah.
And then after that, I've never run anything above 40 before the race.
Does it? Does the race start above the falls, or does it start below it? Oh, wow.
About a mile up.
Okay.
At the headwaters.
Okay.
The San Marcos River.
Okay.
Kayaking.
I guess we could put in here and then paddle down, but I am not as hardcore as that guy.
How do you go over the rapids?
You just go over the rapids.
Dang.
Try and hit the middle. But yeah, he was talking about the Texas Water Safari.
What is that?
That's the run from here down to Seadrift.
Don't know where that is.
That is on the bay.
Really?
Yeah. So it's like essentially from here to the sea, and it's a race that has hundreds of canoers and kayakers in it. And he was saying that in 78 hours, he slept 5 hours.
Jesus.
And that he was not doing it particularly competitively.
Thank God. It just sounds like a living nightmare.
A little used condom. So you can tell you're in the park. These are the hookups. So like on this side, there's like mostly a pretty steep bank. But there's kind of like a little steps going down if we wanted to carry the canoe in. Yeah, and I think it might be over the waders. There's a nice looking bass hanging right there, a couple of them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Supposedly the tilapia hide in these weeds. Mm. Or the... No, there's a turtle. Not even seen a single plecostomus. Yeah, it's like I'm just totally befouling everything. I can't even see. So the... Oh! Something just went. Oh, there you are.
I just saw a tilapia.
Oh, really? Where'd you see it?
Under this rock.
What is...
It just had this big fat back about that wide.
Huh.
It's like right under here. Come out here.
Okay. I was just going to say that I think it's pretty wadeable down off of this point over here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like classic hill country fly fishing wading kind of thing. Maybe he swam off already. Thought it was a tilapia, huh?
Maybe, I don't know. Big and... Certainly had a fatter back than like a large mouth.
Oh, that's him.
Where?
You just disturbed him. He's right where your thing is. He just poked his head out. Could have been a bass though, I don't know. But it's like, yeah, go about a foot to your right. Yeah, straight in that way. He just stuck his head out.
This could be like that time we were doing.
Hello.
I didn't see anything.
All right.
Could be that, like that time where we were like trying to get that.
No, no, he's right there. He's right there. Look, yeah, that's it. I think it's a tilapia. He was right there. Yeah, that's his tail. Yeah, poke him back this way. You almost got. Yeah. Oh, that's him. You almost had him.
Oh, that was a placostomus.
No, it was a tilapia. I saw his tail.
I don't know. It looked like a placostomus.
All right, maybe so.
No, it's all okay. All muddy.
It's gone.
Had to come back later.
No, he was there, man.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll come back later. I'm gonna poke around over here. You should probably. Yeah, I recommend that. You probably get some popper action.
Okay.
I got one. Yeah. Jamie. Big snapping turtle. He was like in those weeds, just like laying out in the middle of where I could see it. We just need you to catch one thing, and then we are golden. No fishing losers.
I don't think it's gonna happen.
With that kind of attitude, fish can sense that attitude. You should.
They're happy in this giant aquarium, and they just don't.
You should do what I do in this situation: is just lowball it. Like,
oh, I'm just, dude, I am.
Put on the smallest thing you got.
That's fine.
Go after like the tiniest fish.
See what happens.
Yeah, it's like a little. There's a little path going down up here. Mm. I've seen sunfish just kind of hanging out. Suspended, all in there. Yeah, there's like one that just got spooked. Okay.
I went up over my
waders. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you get dunked bad?
Huh?
Did you get dunked bad?
No, I just freaked up over the top.
Oh, okay.
Not bad. Caught a sunfish.
All right, we're both on the table. No fishing losers today, Jamie. Whoa, look at that. So ram's horn snail. It's also one of the ones that you can catch here, or it's like that's part of the invasive removal program. I've never seen one of these living. Uh-huh.
There we go. Look out.
Oh, that one's so small. The largest sunfish on record weighed as much as 3 Boeing jumbo jets. Oh wow! Look at this. There's a crayfish just kind of like slowly walking across the. So it's creepy when they're out of the water.
Across the dirt.
Yeah.
Where is he?
Like right there.
Oh wow! That's a big one. That's only the biggest crayfish I've ever seen. Was the court reporter on the clock when you speared that costumus?
It was auditorily speaking, it was not terribly exciting, yeah. I imagine.
So it was actually out in the middle of current?
Well, it was like fairly deep. It was like maybe like 2 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that it was like in the weeds, and it was just like happened to be like in the middle of like a little open spot in the weeds, like perfectly silhouetted against the sand, so I could see it.
Wow, just hanging out.
Just hanging out.
Mm. You hurt your hand too when you fell?
Yeah, I got like.
Jesus, man, that sucks.
Well, when I was really worried about it, cause like when I first glimpsed. My knuckles after having done that, all I saw was white underneath. Mm. And I was like, oh my God, I just got all the way down to the bone. But neither the doctor nor anybody else was terribly concerned about that. They were just like, yeah, it's just, you just lost some skin. I was actually talking to, I went to Kim Hill's croquet birthday party right afterwards after I got, Jesus. Like as soon as I got out of the emergency room, I drove over there. And I don't want to like, I'm going to leave this part in the podcast, but I don't want anybody to think that I am like full of myself or like making like any kind of like, you know, like.
I'm such a badass.
Yeah. Or like in any way kind of like playing up this victory, but I did win the game of croquet.
Wow.
And there were like 30 people playing.
Damn.
All right, we're walking up to Atlas Environmental, the organizers of the Pole Spear Tournament.
Is it? Wait a minute.
Oh yeah, that is a giant turtle, isn't it? Tortoise?
Wow.
It's huge.
It's hanging it?
Huh.
That yard art for a bit.
Yeah.
Do you need to take a picture?
Oh yeah, I do. I do it on yours?
Sure.
So, I guess this is installment 3 of That Wasn't That Bad. Yeah, so.
Yeah, so we've checked in, or we've checked out, and now we are in downtown San Marcos at a notorious undergrad hangout burger joint.
Yes.
Called Guilds.
That is correct.
And we were waiting for our Guild burgers and fries, and then afterwards we were going to get some Mansky rolls, which is just like a way to add like double the amount of calories on the fry meal.
Oh yeah. Big time, yeah. It's basically like, what is it, like a...
It's like a Cinnabon.
Yeah.
It's a pie, like almost homemade, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe like a less insipid frosting on it.
Sprinkled with bacon bits.
Sprinkled with bacon bits.
Yeah, yeah.
I like how you remembered that they came with bacon bits. Like,
yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, they came with bacon.
Otherwise, it's just a donut.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. It's already, yeah, it almost has that kind of maple-y kind of flavor on top.
Yeah, I think it's got like a maple-y.
Yeah.
The final score, you got 4 sunfish.
Four sunfish. Probably the biggest one was about half the size of my hand. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got them out of like a fairly small little area. It's like, it's kind of always nice to be like catching them all, like wading in like beautiful, clear waters.
Yeah. Casting downstream using a soft hackle, which usually is a Guadalupe fly, and caught, 4. You, of course, got your Plecostomus, which I found pretty impressive, because I didn't see any.
You didn't see any?
Yeah, the whole time.
Well, I'm pretty sure that the thing that you, or like, one of the things under the rock.
I think that was a tilapia. I really do.
It looks, I only got a brief glimpse of it, but it kind of looked flat and dark, but I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. It could have also been a tilapia on there.
Yeah.
Really hanging out in the open.
Right.
Pretty easy.
Yeah. I saw sunfish, a couple of minnow species I didn't recognize. All right. Thanks for listening to Last Cast Podcast. Look for it on iTunes now. Matthew got it edited.
Probably how you found it, if you're listening to this.
That's right. That's right. Give us 5 stars on iTunes. Leave a review. And
we'll have sponsors next episode.
That's right.
In the meantime, catch Jamie's bands as he's playing.
That's right. Tejas Knights and Dead Random playing around town. And, we're going to have a theme shortly that's going to be really snappy and really nice. And I believe we're in talks with, I believe it's Audi for a sponsorship.
No, I think it was any.
Any. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. We're not the Audi level yet.
Yeah.
But it'll.
Any. Yeah. It's they're cars that only work in neighborhoods. Yeah.
But anyway. They can only drive them if you're inside the car.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of limited.
Very limited. Nobody likes that.
Yeah. Have a great day, y'all.